Hi, I'm Jenny Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. In June of 1965, Milwaukee restaurateurs Jake and Mary Ellen Replogle began running the Ocean Grill in Vero Beach. Normally, the restaurant had shut down in the summer.
We weren't about to close when we just spent our life savings leasing this restaurant. It was a pretty slow summer. My husband, who was always looking at the books, found that there were some past customers, beach residents, who had gone away for the summer but owed the grill some bills. The total came to somewhere around $2,000.
Because you had charge accounts.
Yes, these people had forever charge accounts. I was looking over his shoulder, and he was getting upset that all this money was out there. It wasn't collected. So he gave me a bunch of the bills and said, maybe you'd like to try and collect these. I went around knocking on doors. Lo and behold, before the month was out, I had collected all of the outstanding Ocean Grill bills.
How did the people react when you knocked on their door, and what did you say to them?
I just presented them with a piece of paper, and they looked at it and raised their eyebrows. Very often, they just went back to the back of the house and wrote me a check and handed it to me.
How much did customers pay a dinner for two at the Ocean Grill in 1965?
Well, I would think probably with a drink or two and a tip, you could probably eat there safely for $25. One of our clever secretaries decided that it would be nice to have a credit card. So for several years, there was a red and gold Ocean Grill credit card in the pockets of a lot of natives. And when finally MasterCard came out, Jake said, we will get rid of the Ocean Grill credit cards. National credit cards were not totally acceptable. I mean, people just didn't have them. I protested that we really can't get rid of all these credit cards. He, okay, you can keep 50 of them. I had to pick the 50. Believe me, it was hard standing at the podium with people complaining that they no longer had an Ocean Grill credit card.
Did you accept checks?
Oh, yes. That was no problem.
In the early days, you had salad carts?
Appetizer carts. We brought this down from Milwaukee. Milwaukee people eat a lot. These salad carts had, the famous one was pickled beets and pickled herring. The carts lasted for a couple of years, and then we realized that nobody was buying our shrimp cocktails or anything they had to pay for on the appetizer side of the menu. I have a lot of funny memories. One was telling Tom Lasorda he couldn't come back. He had a table of 12 Dodgers. A table that big takes two waitstaff. He left a 10% tip. I told Jake, look at this. Jake wrote a letter to Mr. O'Malley and said, I just don't think you're a 10%er, Mr. O'Malley. Mr. O'Malley proceeded to immediately call Mr. Lasorda to come in and take care of this.
And I'm sure he did.
Not gracefully. He brought one of his rather good-looking pitchers who came over and sat on my desk and gave me some nice sidelong looks. I brought the two waiters in and explained to Mr. Lasorda that these people earned their living this way. He gave me some baseball talk, never pulled out his pocketbook, and I said, well, you're not welcome in here. Ever after that, Bobby's got all his baseball money.
That was Mary Ellen Replogle. The family still runs the Ocean Grill. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.